Hello, it's Hope here, and I hope you're doing well today. No pun intended. Just kidding. A pun was definitely intended on that one. Today I want to talk about forgiveness in the context of setting boundaries. I was having this conversation earlier with a friend of mine who's a very, very compassionate individual. But has also, you know, like us all, she's gone through situations that have hurt her, and she's encountered people that, you know, that don't treat her in a way that's empowering for her. And she was talking to me about forgiveness. She's, you know, because of her level of compassion, she's able to forgive even unwillingly, it sounds like. She's able to forgive unconditionally. And with that, you know, I think it's a superpower to have a level of compassion for others, because it allows you to not internalize negative feelings towards those people. But at the very same time, there is forgiveness. Forgiveness can be disempowering when you don't draw a boundary. So forgiveness and boundaries should always go hand in hand as a protective measure for yourself. If someone hurts you and you forgive them because you're compassionate for their state of being and you're able to empathize with them and understand where they're coming from, but you cease to draw a boundary that prevents them from having the access to you, in which then they might have the ability to hurt you again, that to me is a form of self-harm. A realization that I had recently was that, you know, when someone hurts you, allowing them to have access to you after that point is giving them the option of hurting you again. So, although it's positive to forgive and to hold compassion, it's also incredibly important to hold compassion for yourself enough to make sure you draw boundaries where they are needed to prevent whoever hurt you or whatever hurt you from doing the same thing again. So that's been a rule for myself. You know, once I see someone, if I see what someone's capable of, whether they inflict harm upon me or for others, I take mental note of that, and I make sure that whether they know it or not, I draw certain boundaries with them to prevent them from having that sort of access to me. Because if you observe someone doing harm to another, there's absolutely no reason why they won't do harm to you in the same way or in a different way. I read earlier that forgiveness is the act of letting go of the possibility that the past might change. So really, if that is true, then forgiveness really is not about the other person. It's about you accepting the events that occurred and further, you know, validating yourself for the pain you feel because of that event. And further, as a self-protective measure, that should be a cue to figure out how you can protect yourself from that event happening again by drawing boundaries with yourself, with the other person, by eliminating people from your life, by eliminating yourself into scenarios that hurt you. forgiveness is a superpower, but not for anyone else besides yourself. And boundaries should always go hand in hand with forgiveness. And, you know, forgive yourself too for not having boundaries. Because you deserve to have someone there for you that is compassionate with you. And you can do that for yourself. So hold compassion for others, but hold compassion for yourself as well. First and foremost, hold compassion for yourself and then for others. There's a really beautiful butterfly that's been hanging around here, sunbathing. It's incredibly beautiful. The butterfly and forgiveness. The butterfly for me symbolizes transformation. The act of being in one state and transforming into another. But even the butterfly has to take time to rejuvenate and to, when they go into their cocoon, they're resting and they're transforming. And then they come out. So healing takes time. Pain isn't meant to keep you in a chokehold. But it also can take time to subside. So with whatever event that hurt you, have the compassion for yourself to forgive that the past will not change, and then have the self-love for yourself and the self-protection to draw boundaries to prevent yourself from being in a similar scenario. That's all I have to say. Thanks for listening.